So this is Sonia Hunt. I'm Jeremy Strike. We're here at the Igniter Conference with PodSource in the Computer History Museum in the Bay Area. Sonia, nice for joining.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so have you liked the conference so far?
Oh, it's amazing. I love the startup world and seeing so many people here that are passionate about what they're putting out into the world, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so do you work with startups often?
I do. I've been on both sides of the house. So I would say like startup side and kind of larger enterprise software side. Uh-huh. But this side is definitely, what I love.
Yeah, so you're like a branding expert, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, you are. You're a branding expert. Don't listen to her. So she has her own branding company, and you also work with your own little personal food allergy network as well.
Yeah, I have. So I've kind of been it's like this 360 evolution of me on the marketing side. So I'm an engineer by degree, and it was actually a startup that moved me out here, and I was coding first, and then after doing that for a while, I went into product management and I learned how to build products. And then I moved naturally onto the marketing side, which is all about, figuring out kind of the gaps and the issues and how do you talk to people about what you're putting out there into the world and why would anybody listen? And I think that that's so much more of like a natural fit to me. Maybe I was never a great coder, I don't know. And then I utilized like that skill set to, fund a passion project of mine that's in the healthy living and wellness space. And so I have a brand that creates content around helping people who have dietary restrictions like food allergies.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So you've been able to like leverage your skills and for like a personal platform also. I think
Think
that's the best way to go about it?
Yeah, I mean, I, to be honest, was super lucky to figure out I worked at this, but to figure out my purpose and what I really wanted to do in life in general. And it wasn't just so much about the work I wanted to do. It was like, why am I here? And what should I be putting out into the world, right? On this earth, by the time that I have us on this earth. And so I kind of did that at a younger age, I would say. And having gone through that exercise allowed me to like beautifully craft my career, and then be in a world and a space where I'm really great at what I do. And then I get to work with other people that are very purposeful, in kind of what they're doing. And in the startup world, it's awesome because there's no shortage of ideas and passion. And it's just really kind of getting focused and targeted. And, we get to do things really rapidly and there's kind of no bullshit. So I like that too.
So let's rewind a little. You mentioned, so you were an engineer and then what made you realize this isn't what I wanted to do and you wanted to get into branding?
So it really was, I got to this point in life where I realized that I was letting people tell me what they thought I was great at and I should do, but it wasn't necessarily what I believed I was great at and wanted to do. So being on the technical side was what every company until 2010, in a sense, wanted me to do because they had a gap. They were like, we want engineers and we want female engineers or whatever it was. And until I kind of stopped allowing that and figured out like, wait a minute, my natural purpose is to talk to humans and really craft together these stories for brands and that are so important when you have a startup idea. And I stopped kind of like saying, it's almost like finally living the life that you want to live. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what happened. And that's when I kind of stopped the madness in a sense. And then I switched over to the marketing side and then I never looked back.
No. Why would you?
Exactly.
It seems like you're very deliberate, in these like decisions.
Yeah.
So do you have any maybe advice or how you came about and realized marketing is what you wanted to get into?
Yeah. So I do spend a lot of time on my own reflecting with like a journal and going through, the best time to do this is like the first time I ever did it was after running a marathon and buying like a nice, beautiful journal and sitting on the beach. And just kind of deconstructing my life and figuring out, right, like, is there purpose? if so, what is it? What do I like to do? You know, why marketing? What about marketing attracts me? Like, really dissecting all that stuff. And unless you really sit down and you do it, have to do it, you have to, not on a computer, you have to actually do it in a journal and look at it and kind of call bullshit on it sometimes and maybe run it by people and see what they think. And when you're able to really look at that and kind of goes from something this big and you're focusing, and then you might have a set of ideas and you're just like, oh, now this is starting to resonate with me as a personality, with me as a person, with the types of companies I'm interested in. So it was really that exercise that is so, that I did, you know, years ago, that has really benefited me, that anybody that I mentor, I put them through that same exercise. Because it just really, I find that a younger generation at an early age is purpose driven, and I love that. I don't think Gen Xers like myself were, you know, maybe baby boomers weren't either, but I feel like the millennial generation is really looking for purpose in what they do because they spend so much time at work. So this is a great exercise then to go through.
There's something to be said too about, you know, like the connection when you're actually writing out by hand too, compared to typing at a computer. You know, the speed at which you can do both things definitely changes the way you think. So you said you're like a reflective person. You must have a book suggestion or something.
Well, I'm going to plug my own book. So I just wrote my first book, and it will come out, knock on wood, the first quarter of 2019 in the food allergy space. When you write a book, you read a lot of books. And, you know, one I would say, and I forgot to mention it when I spoke, but that I love, it's, I feel like it's a classic, is Shoe Dog, the story, Nike story. Phil Knight, you know, the former CEO, founder and CEO, he wrote it. And it's written in like this perspective and this tone and texture where you feel like you know Phil Knight and he's like your friend. And you, as an entrepreneur, everyone sitting in the, you know, everyone here at the conference can relate to everything that he went through. So I feel like it's just one of these that's like, you know, on the list of the greatest books, you know, written. Especially for the people that are here today.
Let's talk about Nike for a second. You brought it up. So what are your, do you have any thoughts on the most recent, you know, the way they leveraged Colin Kaepernick?
A plus. Nike, you know, they did a lot of work with their equality campaign that had Serena Williams in it once before, where she talks about there's no wrong way to be a woman, right? And how she has been made to feel like she's not the right kind of woman because she's taller and bigger and muscles and all that kind of stuff, you know? So I just think that everything they do, they really are amazing at thinking it through and reflecting on what is the core message and, you know, that's purposeful that we're trying to get out to our target audience. Because there are certain marketing messages when you get, really get it right, how you pull it together, whether it's video or music or pictures or verbiage, it truly invokes this emotion, you know? And I think that having this tight, tight shot of Colin with his braids let out and the look on his face and the slogan that they use, it was just, they knocked it out of the park. I'm so, like, so proud of them. And I think that he had a lot to do with pulling that together and making it come to life.
So it's maybe one lesson people who are in the branding space could take away from Nike or from your talk or anything.
To me, it always comes down to anything that you do in life. It's really that why, right? It's your purpose, your beliefs, your cause. And in everything that you do, you know, you should think about that, you know, again, in life and in work. And I really believe that you should do things with intention, right? What I talked about in my talk is at a very early young, you know, young age, my parents always taught about, it's about service to others. So my whole life is about, you know, connecting with people and learning about them and helping them in any way that I can. I'm not looking to see how they're going to give back to me, right? What I'm giving to them. But you naturally, that kind of happens as you become friends and so forth. So I think kind of like figuring out really that why and living with intention and purpose, it really allows you to not have like just a work life and a real life, right? It all becomes like, this is life. This is what we do as humans, and this is how we help each other. And if you're a founder and you're starting a company, when that's able to really come out in your marketing to the world, now you're going to see a different type of engagement with your audience.
Intention and purpose.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah.